Okay, so let's...
Usually Tuesday are more people.
That's right, yeah.
So what's going on today?
Coronavirus. Yeah, they're all in hospital or in the morgue.
In the morgue.
Okay, we better get started. Okay, so as we begin every Bible class, we need to ensure that we have fellowship with God, the Father.
就像每一堂课开始，我们要与神连结，跟我们的天父连结。
We're instructed, or actually commanded, in Ephesians chapter 4:18 that we must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
就如以弗所书
4:18
第四章十八节所说的，我们一定要被圣灵充满。
And that's a command. It's in the imperative mood. In the
这是一个命令，这是一个命令句。
And the only way that you can ensure that you're filled with the Holy Spirit is that you have no unconfessed sin in your life.
但是如果你想要圣灵充满，你必须要确定在当时你没有任何的罪。
And whenever you have sin in your life, even before the moment that you sin, the Holy Spirit in His omniscience, He knows you're going to sin, and He can have nothing to do with sin. So He has to leave your stream of consciousness, your thinking.
而圣灵呢，在你任何一个人犯罪之下，他呢都会有那种全知的能力，他必须要离开你的整个知觉。
Again, God can have nothing to do with sin, and He's a Holy Spirit. So even before you sin, He has left your stream of consciousness.
圣灵他是有全知的能力，所以在我们真正要有罪的想法之前，他就会离开我们，他是没有办法与罪同在的。
And you remain in that status, which we can call like in darkness. See, in 1 John chapter 1, it talks about being in darkness. You remain in darkness until you confess your sins.
而我们呢，就像约翰一书一章所说的，就是在当我们犯罪的时候，我们就在一个黑暗之中。所以在那时候，就是圣灵已经离开了。
And so to fulfill that commandment that you must be filled with the Holy Spirit, what you have to do is confess or name your sins to God the Father, so you're cleansed of those sins.
而我们怎么样能够让我们的罪离开我们，就是我们要向天父认罪。
And that's the only way you can get back in fellowship with God the Father.
这样的话呢，我们才能够重新与神相交。
Okay, so let's do that now.Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time that we have now to study your word.
感谢天父让我们有时间能够跟你学习你的话语。
We pray that we have the concentration to focus on the message as the Holy Spirit teaches us these things.
那也请我们也在祷告中请求能够让我们专注于学习，并且由圣灵来给我们指导。
We pray that we also have the humility required to change our thinking if necessary.
我们也请求我们祷告请求我们能够有谦虚的心情能够学习
That we can experience a renovation of our soul, a changing of the ideas in our soul.
那也希望我们能够改变我们的魂能够把我们对所有的思考能够顺服着圣灵的指导
In order that we can think and live our lives according to your will.
那也让我们能够顺服着你的期待让我们能够过圣属灵的生活。
So give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
所有的感谢是因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
We've been continuing on with the study about being on the right side of history.
我们最近这两周在谈的都是要站在历史对的一边。
Okay, and the other week I was giving you some examples about people that were on the right or the wrong side of history.
那之前也给了大家好几个案例一些例子就是有一些人他们站错了历史的一边
We were taking examples from fairly recent history going back to like World War II That's only 70 years ago
我们呢这些案例呢都是以最近的一些事件到二次世界大战所发生的事情为例
We looked at examples from the Bible especially Jeremiah and the time of the Babylonian captivity
那我们也谈到了在历史上在巴比伦他们的这个去攻打耶路撒冷就是耶利米先知在这个耶利米书里面的这些历史的事件
And then last Sunday, we finished off with this man here. His name's Israel Folau. He was an Australian footballer who got tied up in some social issues, shall we say.
那在礼拜天的课也讲到了这一位澳洲的一个rugby 的有名的明星，他解释这个哥林多前书的这个经句，他用错了地方。
Yeah, see, he's a very high-profile player. He was one of the best Australian rugby players in recent history.
他是澳这位选手是澳洲近年来哈大概最有名的一个 rugby 选手。Rugby 就是那个英式橄榄球。
It's an interesting point because in Australia they actually play three different kinds of rugby.
其实在澳洲他们打这种橄榄球是有三种不同形式的橄榄球。
And he was good in all three types. Usually the superstars will just play one type of rugby and they might be good in that type of rugby. And he was good in all three types.
因为一般的那个 rugby 的选手他很可能就是很会哪一种，比如说 rugby seven 啊，或者是什么，对不对？然后他是，但是这一位选手三种 rugby 的那个比赛形式他都是非常厉害。
Okay, so he had a big name, very famous, obviously.
所以他是一个超级有名的球星。
And he was a Christian.
他也是一个基督徒。
A lot of people are looking to him, and he had a big following on, I don't know if it was Twitter or Facebook or what he had, but yeah, a lot of people were always following him and seeing what he was doing and what he had to say.
而且呢，他的粉丝非常的众多哈，所以不管是从他的 Facebook 等等的哈，都很多人是非常重视他的任何看法。
And that happens a lot with famous Christians. They use their exposure or they use their fame to present Jesus Christ to the world.
那就像很多的这些比较有影响力的基督徒哦，他们都会利用他们的影响力来将基督传扬给世界的所有的人，因为他粉丝数实在是非常惊人。
And usually there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, the Bible says, let your light shine before the world. So if God has raised you up into a position of prominence, you should be ready to tell people about your relationship with God.
而这样看起来也没有什么错，因为神本来就是会提升那些具有影响力的基督徒，让他们的生命可以为世界而闪亮。
But if you're in a position of prominence and you're going to open up your mouth to talk about your Lord Jesus Christ, you better know what you're talking about.
但是你如果有这样的位置，你会用你的口语来谈我们的耶稣基督的话，你最好非常清楚你在讲些什么。
See, this man was being raised up not because of his knowledge of the Bible, but because he was a good rugby player.
而这一位选手呢，他之所以全为世界所知，被神所提高他的位置，并不是因为他是一个很棒的基督徒，而是因为他是一个非常棒的这个 rugby 的一个选手。
We say the problems began when he actually started to quote, where he wrote this Bible verse, 1 Corinthians 6, 9 and 10, into some kind of a WeChat group, not a WeChat, it would have been Facebook or something.
那我们会特别注意到他是因为这位选手呢，他开始在他的 Facebook 还是哪里啊，去讲到哥林多前书的第六章9到10节这个经句。
And the homosexuals got very upset about that because in the verse, if you don't understand the verse properly, it looks like if you're gay, you're going to go to the lake of fire. If you're a homosexual, it means God is going to send you to the lake of fire.
You mean what he noted or what he...
Well, he just put the verse out there. He didn't, never really explained the verse. So he just quoted the Bible from an English translation and then people got very upset.
他呢其实在他的那个 FB 可能并没有去解释为什么放这句经句，但是他所用的这一段经句呢会让那些同性恋者以为这些同性恋是会被送去火湖里被烧死，所以让那些同性恋的人非常非常的不高兴。
And he never admitted that he was a theologian or that he knew the Bible that deeply. He never tried to explain the verse.
而他呢，其实从来也没有想要花力气去解释这一段经句的意思。
But when people asked him about it, he never had a good explanation either.
但是当人家去问他有关你为什么要放这一段经句的时候呢，他也从来没有给过很好的说明。
And all he could really say was that God loves the gay people too. So he's trying to placate the gay people. And that's true. You know, he's saying, well, God loves everybody. And he himself said he doesn't hate gay people.
然后呢他的解释就是说哦，上帝爱所有的人也同样是爱同性恋。那他本人呢也对同性恋没有什么意见。他就只是这样解释。
And that's the attitude that Christians should have.
而这个的确是一个基督徒该有的态度。
But we'll have a close look at this verse today, because a lot of Christians get very confused about it.
但我们今天要来详细的看一下这个经句，因为很多基督徒对这个经句是有一点混淆的。
Because it comes as a subtopic of what we're talking about being on the right side of history, and also talking about evil, because if the Bible is presented incorrectly, then you can be involved in evil too.It's explaining how you need to be on the right side of history.
好，那我们先来讨论一下哈，为什么要讲这个？是因为这个是有谈到站在历史对的一边这个概念。
But it's also through the study today, we'll see how that if you don't know the Bible correctly, you can get involved in evil very quickly.
但是呢，如果呢你对这个圣经的了解不够清楚，你也可能会因此误解而站在了邪恶的那一侧。
Now you have to remember when we talk about God's policy, which means God's attitude or how he reveals himself to mankind, it's always on the basis of grace.
我们要先了解啊，神他的一个态度，他的策略或者他的一个性格，就是你必须要理解神给我们的恩典这个事情。
But on the opposite side, you have Satan's policy or the way that he deals with men, and that's always an evil.Satan's policy is evil.
所以神的政策是恩典，那撒旦的政策呢，则是邪恶。
For example, salvation is by grace.
就像我们讲的救恩是一个神给的恩典。
And Satan will use every opportunity he can to twist that around and say salvation is not by grace, it's by works.
但是呢，撒旦呢就可以把这个概念呢，把它稍微给转变了一下。让我们误以为救恩不是来自于恩典，而是来自于你的人的一个行为，你的事工。
See, and God's policy of grace will say, if you believe in Jesus Christ, I give you my perfect righteousness, and you have that forever. That means when you believe in Jesus Christ, I give you my righteousness, my perfect righteousness.
所以呢，上帝其实告诉我们很清楚，就是说，如果你相信耶稣基督，你就会经由我给你的恩典得到救恩。
And that's forever.
而且这是永生永恒的救恩。
See, evil will twist that around. Evil is against grace. So evil, meaning in, part of Satan's plan, he will twist things around and say that if you want to be saved, here's a list of things you have to do, or here's a list of things you have to stop doing.
而所谓的邪恶呢，就是撒旦的计划呢，则是要把这个恩典的概念变成了是要事工的概念，所以他会给你一连串的必须做的这个清单。
And that's what's happened in the case of this man when he uses the passage from 1 Corinthians. And there's a list of things that if you do these things,It looks like you're not going to go to heaven.
所以呢，这位 rugby 选手呢，他就列出了这一段经句的时候呢，就变成让人以为这些事情你如果做了，你就去不了天堂。
And just to give you another example from this, at one stage after he'd posted his message out to the world to see, and then the feedback came back to him, very violent feedback, and telling him he was very hateful and how narrow-minded and Christians hate the homosexuals.He went to see his father about this.
所以当他把这一段经句啊放上了网路，大家看到的时候就非常多的那种怨恨，那种非常气愤的一些讯息都回复回来。那他们的那种说法就是说，你们基督徒就是讨厌同性恋的，仇恨的那个状态就全部都出现了。他在很困扰，他就回去找他的父亲。
It's like he was sort of having doubts about whether he'd done the right thing and whether he should apologize or should he take his words back or how should he deal with the situation. He didn't really know.
他不知道他在这个状态下呢，他是不是应该要跟大家道歉，是不是应该把他的写出去的文字收回来，他到底是不是做错了，他都不确定。
This is actually part of what I mentioned on Sunday, the beginning of Sunday's class, that we shouldn't have to go to other people for counseling. You know, we should know the word of God, so the Holy Spirit is our counselor, and we have an answer for everything.
好。这就又回到说我们礼拜天也提到的，就是如果我们当我们有困扰或疑惑或者是问题的时候，我们其实不应该找别的人，我们应该要跟天父祷告，或者是跟我们的圣灵祷告，因为圣灵是我们的保惠师，他其实是协助我们来思考问题的。
This is the characteristic we see of the mature believers all through the Bible, is when they have a test or they have a problem, they're not running around looking for advice from people, they know the answer.
而当我们讲到一个所谓成熟的这个基督徒呢，我们碰到问题的时候不应该到处去找别人去寻求解答，因为我们应该是求天父或圣灵来协助我们找到解决问题的方法。
They have the solution based on their studies of the Bible. And these mature believers, they've been studying the Word of God for many, many years.
这些所谓成熟的基督徒，他应该就是回去去看神给我们的话语，也就是我们的圣经。因为这些成熟的基督徒都已经读圣经读了好几年了，他应该有足够的这些database 在他的脑中。
Yeah, as witnesses in the angelic appeal trial, it's the Word of God in your soul that is on trial.That's what's being tested, is the word of God in your soul.
所以当我们在受到这个试炼的时候，好，我们其实真正被试炼的是我们魂里面所了解的上帝的话语。
See, that is the integrity of God. It's the word of God in your soul. And remember, Satan, he's testing you as a witness.But really what he's testing is God's witness, which means God's word in your soul.
因为撒旦呢，他在考验我们或试炼我们的那些或者是诱惑我们，他在测试的都是我们魂里面到底有多少上帝的话语，因为实际上是等于是我们是在接受这个所谓当作神的天堂法庭的见证人，所以这个时候呢，这个见证人其实我们在被测试，也就是神 他有多少的语言在我们脑中在被测试。
See, God says through His Word that the Word of God is alive and powerful.
就像那个神说的，在圣经里面讲的，这个上帝的话语是活生生的，生动活生生的，而且非常有力量的。
And God says in His Word that He is faithful.
而且上帝对他说，他的话语是信实的。
And that God is love.
上帝是爱。
And that God is just and righteous.
And 上帝是公正跟正义的。
And that God is truth, for example, did I say that?
那上帝是真理，是真实的。
But Satan cannot directly test God, so he's going to test his witnesses.
那撒旦呢，他不能够去测试上帝啊，所以他就只能测试上帝的见证人。
So we're basically representing God when we're being tested.
所以呢，当我们被测试的时候，我们其实是在代表神，代表我们上帝在被测试。
And while you're being tested, you can't be running off to other people and saying, "What do I do?" or get on the internet to find out the solution to your problems when you have a sudden test come. The answer has to be in your soul.
所以当我们被测试的时候，我们怎么可能跑去找人家说，哎，我该怎么做？好，你也不可能在 internet 上面去找答案，所以最主要是我们应该要让我们的魂去思考应该怎么做。
Because when it's in your soul, then the Holy Spirit can draw the information out and bring it to your stream of consciousness.
因为当你进入到跟魂的一个思考中的时候呢，我们的圣灵就会协助我们在我们的魂中寻找到神已经。就我们已经把神的话语记在脑中的那些所有的 data 里面，他会协助我们去挑出对的那个神的话语来帮助我们解决问题。
We had the example of Job. When Job was undergoing his testing directly, it was a direct test from Satan. And eventually his friends turned up. And he thought, well, these friends have come to comfort me and they'll give me some advice. But they ended up putting Job out of fellowship. They made Job sin, really.
所以当那个约伯呢，上帝同意让那个撒旦来测试他的时候呢，他本来是还在与神同行的状态，可是呢，他的朋友们来看他的时候呢，却变成害的约伯他选择可能会进入罪的状态。
They were giving him bad advice.
因为他的朋友们给约伯坏的建议。
And this man, Israel Folau, went to his father seeking for advice, and then he ended up with problems there as well.
所以呢，这位这个 rugby 选手呢，他当他这样子疑惑的时候，他找错人了，他跑去找他父亲，要求他父亲给他建议。
His father was a minister of a church. I think they're what they call the Methodist Church, a very religious type of organization.
And his father is What kind of position?
A minister, like a pastor.
A minister, a pastor. 好，那他这位 rugby 选手，他的父亲是在一个蛮特别的教会里面的一个类似牧师的角色。
And he said, Dad, what do I do?
那他问他父亲说，哎，爸，我应该怎么办？
And his father said something to the effect that if you don't stand firm on this verse and on the message, telling gays that they'll go to hell if they don't repent, was the word they used, you're going to hell as well.
他就跟他，他这个，这个父亲就跟他儿子讲说，如果你不坚守你对这一个经句的立场，你也一样会跟那些人一样被送去烧死，火海，火湖烧死。
So don't be a coward or you're going to go to the lake of fire.
所以不要当个懦夫，否则呢你就会被火湖烧死。
See, his father's evil by saying that. What he's saying effectively is the gospel message is not effective. His son said, I've believed in Jesus Christ, but his father's saying, well, if you're involved in this and you don't stand up for Jesus, you're going to the lake of fire.That's really what his father was saying. His father does not understand the gospel.
所以他父亲很显然呢是听不懂，并不真正了解这个福音的。所以他父亲才会跟他讲说，你如果没有站好立场的话，你就会送去火湖里烧死。
Because just based on the definition of evil, see, God's plan is grace, and Satan's policy is you have to get to heaven by works or by doing something.
所以对于他父亲这样的一个基督徒来讲，他其实是站在了邪恶的那一边。因为按照其实神给我们的恩典，是我们的这个救恩是不论我们只要相信耶稣基督就已经有了救恩了。结果他父亲却要求他要做什么样的事才有救恩。
So if anybody teaches a message of salvation,which does not include grace, and that means that you're adding things to the gospel,that you can lose your salvation, that there's something you have to do to get to heaven, for example, that is evil.
任何人如果跟你讲说你的救恩不是一个恩典，恩典是你什么都不用做就可以得到的叫恩典。所以任何人如果教你救恩是必须要做哪些事才能得到的话，就是 除了相信耶稣基督之外，你还要做哪些事才能得到 救恩，那这样的话它就不是来自恩典的话，那这种说法都是邪恶的。
Because the gospel message is very simple. You believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you're saved.
因为按照我们的福音讲得非常清楚，只要你相信耶稣基督你就得救。
And again, evil is saying, for example, you cannot go to heaven because you're gay. So unless you stop being gay, you cannot go to heaven.
所以这个邪恶的概念是什么？他们邪恶是说，哎，你如果是同性恋，你就不能去天堂。所以你如果是同性恋，你就去不了天堂了。其实你是相信耶稣基督的。
They're making the issue about sin, and the issue is not about sin, the issue is about Jesus Christ. And the issue, meaning what gets you to heaven, is not stopping sin, but whether you believe in Jesus.
所以这个事情的主题就是能不能上天堂，其实不是因为你是不是有罪，而是你是不是相信耶稣基督。
Okay, so we'll look at the verse that he's talking about. This is 1 Corinthians 6:9.
好，我们先看一下这个哥林多前书的第六章第九节的这个经句到底在讲什么。
I'll just read from the English first, and the meaning actually comes out in English if you know what Paul, he's the writer, is saying.
好，我们先来看英文的经句内容，这是保罗在说的。
Okay, so it's really nothing to do with the language so much as to do with your understanding of God's plan.
所以这其实跟什么样的语言不是没有什么关系，而是你是不是了解上帝的计划。
It says here, do you not know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God?
好，这边讲说，你们岂不知不义的人不能承受神的国吗？
Okay, be not deceived.
不要自欺。
Now it's a list of the type of people that won't receive the kingdom of God. So you've got fornicators.
所以呢他讲了 一些无法承受神的国的一些坏事，就做了那个坏事就没有办法承受神的国，包括淫乱。
Okay, so that's anybody having sex outside of marriage.
就是淫乱，就是在任何人在婚姻之外有性行为。
And you have idolaters.
然后崇拜偶像。
And that's people that are worshipping idols.
这个就是任何人对任何的偶像的一个崇拜都是。
Oh. In a broader sense, an idol can be anything that you place above God.
所谓的偶像是任何你摆在神之上的比神还重要的都称之为偶像。
Doesn't necessarily mean you're bowing down and worshiping to the statue of a fake god.
并不是说你一定要去拜一个假神的一个雕塑，不一定是这个意思。
This is talking about a more broad meaning of the word idolater. It can mean like people who worship money, or they worship education, or they worship their government.
所以这个事情是一个比较宽广的概念，就是任何人他如果对钱太过重视，或者对教育水准太过重视，甚至他对政府好的力量太过依赖等等，都可以把它称之为拜偶像。
Or they worship themselves through what we call narcissism. That's like sort of worship of self, thinking that you're number one in the world.
那还有一个就是所谓的那个叫做自我主义的那个概念，就是认为你自己好是全世界最伟大的。
Okay, so when you look at the broader form of idolatry, it takes on many, many forms.
所以这种偶像拜偶像概念的话，它其实有各种形象，各种可能性。
And then it says nor adulterers.
然后
the next one.
奸淫。
Okay, and that means for a person who's married and having sex outside of marriage, like having somebody else.
But what's the difference between the first one?
Well, fornicators can mean that you're not even married yet. So you're just like people that aren't married.
第一个是淫乱，淫乱的意思是说，就是在没有婚姻状况下的性行为，称之为淫乱。那奸淫的话，是指你已经结了婚，结果还在婚姻之外有性行为。
Okay, and now they say here, nor effeminate. This is a funny English translation, but I think that's the one they mean, the homosexuals. Yeah, okay, so just on the dictionary here, and malos really means soft, and that's literally what it means, but it looks like it's going to be an idiom to mean people who are gay.
Really?
Yeah, and then you've got the last one here, aspenokoiti, and that's abusers. Also, the last one is someone who abuses people. That could be like child abuse. But, see, these terms seem fairly loose, actually. See, one here is just saying soft, and the other is saying abusive, literally.So, I'm not sure what the idioms are. We'll have a look at some other words, though, because we're going to see that Paul is going to give a very broad list. If you translate it like the Chinese, it doesn't matter, because there's a huge list of things.
这里面还讲了很多事情，就不管同性恋啊，或者恋童啊，或者是这个，刚刚英文讲的好像是说是虐待孩童，哈，等等的这个说法，反正这些都是概念性的上面的一个非常大的罪。
Okay, and you'll see this. See, he goes into the next verse. Now, Paul wasn't writing verse numbers, of course, but Paul just carries on writing.
然后呢，保罗继续讲，还没完哦。
And some of these are more clear from the Greek. Because Greek is an old language, some of the terms they're not 100% sure on how to translate. But you can see that there's a broad list here. Now Paul is going to mention thieves.
然后呢，这个他又讲到，保罗又说包括偷窃。
And that's obviously thieves. It can't be translated any other way.
当然偷窃不可能再做别种翻译了。
You see the word here is kleptai or kleptos. And actually kleptomania means someone who's always stealing things. They have a habit to steal. So in English, we have this word in English.
这个希腊文呢，其实在英文也有这个字，就是那种有那种偷窃习惯的那种偷窃狂。
Then you've got the word covetous, which means people that like to hoard things. They like to keep things for themselves.
然后再来就是不可以贪婪。
Drunkards.
酒醉。
Revilers. Now I'm just going even from the English here. Revilers means people that like to party.
在英文里面那个字哦，它其实是说那种喜欢那种乐宴啊，乐宴。就喜欢 party 的人。
Okay. And then the last one he says extortioners, which are people that like to bribe people to get money from them.
勒索。
Okay. So that's a big list. Now, when Israel Folau, the rugby guy, yeah, he was quoting these verses, there's two verses here, and he wasn't specifically saying this is just for the homosexuals.
Yeah, so he didn't use the whole verse.
Yeah, he did. He used those two verses. He posted the two verses. He wasn't just pointing at homosexuals.
Yeah, 所以这一位 Rabbi 选手他其实是把整段这个经句都拿出来放在他的 Facebook 上面，并没有说只是针对同性恋哦。
Now most people get drunk once in a lifetime at least. Some people get drunk every week.
有些人呢常常天天都在喝酒喝醉，但也有人一个礼拜喝醉一次。
And even Christians, they can get drunk.
那也有一些基督徒他也可能会喝醉。
Okay, we just run out of time.
Have a break?
Yeah, 5 minutes.